This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Confirm suspicions at Veritas. It's not a shock to you, but to get the employee at YouTube on tape admitting that they do it? I mean, you must be a threat if they call you out by name.
It's also what happens when you listen to the radio host, Alex Jones.
As of just a short time ago, and I'm talking about when this meeting started, on Twitter, if you clicked on the hashtag NYC terrorist attack, which is, quote, trending, marked with a red button saying, quote, live, the top tweet links to an InfoWars story with the headline, Imam, I warned de Blasio about New York City of terror. He was too busy bashing Trump.
I don't know what happens in somebody's mind or how dark their heart must be to say things like that.
This is a real-time example of when we talk about this information being weaponized.
But Trump doesn't challenge these lies. He actually went on Jones's show and said,
your reputation's amazing. I will not let you down. You will be very, very impressed, I hope.
He still calls Alex Jones and talks to him, and you know, the InfoWars.
InfoWars. Conspiracy theories.
How quickly can you act, and what's your responsibility to set the record straight so that the people who saw this know that it's fake news, and at least at some point in time it can't keep spreading like some sort of virus through the legitimate world.
That's something we're thinking about all the time, because it's a bad user experience, and we don't want to be known as a platform for that.
The Russians ran an extensive information war campaign against my campaign to influence voters in the election. They did it through false news sites. They did it through these thousand agents. They did it through machine learning, which, you know, kept spewing out this stuff over and over again. And they began to have some of their allies within the internet world, like InfoWars, take out pieces and begin to say the most outrageous, outlandish, absurd lies you can imagine. Google is being accused of hiding negative stories about Hillary and her campaign by changing its algorithm to bury stories like the Clinton body count story. That's according to website InfoWars.
You have RT, you have Sputnik, you have Rupley, and then I think you have them feeding other entities. InfoWars comes to mind, where those are echo chambers.
It's been widely reported that that company's been backed by the Kremlin, and they gave you 75,000 shares that you had to disclose when you
anything.
Went into the Obama administration.
Maybe you're looking at widely reported information from InfoWars.
No, I'm not.
But it is not,
no, I'm not.
True.
This is Politico. This is the New York Times. This is the Wall Street Journal.
No, it's
that's
not.
If a Google user types in Clinton body, they get car repair shop results instead of a story that talks about a list of people tied to the Clintons who have died under mysterious circumstances over the last three decades. And the latest story was the death of DNC staffer Seth Rich, who was murdered last month in an apparent robbery. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange has hinted that Rich was his source, but has made no further comments about the case. That murder, we should say, remains unsolved. The Russians, in my opinion, and based on the intel and counterintel people I've talked to, could not have known how best to weaponize that information unless they had been guided.
All that stuff exists. You don't see it, you don't feel it if you're largely living in reality and in a mainstream media world. But it's undermining our democracy, and I think that the companies themselves, they've taken some steps. They have a lot of responsibility.
Companies like Facebook.
Companies like Facebook, Google, etc.
Right.
To do what they can to essentially not enhance this.
How quickly can you act, and what's your responsibility to set the record straight?
The system self-corrected. That shouldn't be the first tweet you see anymore. It should be a USA article the last time I checked.
But you saw this.
USA Today. At lunch I did, yeah. And I also saw the system correct it.
That man's a threat to this country.
They didn't didn't call out Fox News by name. They didn't call out anyone else by name. They said, when it comes to Alex Jones, we need people to scroll and manually find him and manually have to find that video. We're not going to allow that video, if it gets 10 million views, to be on the front of the so-called news carousel.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, was 2 years ago.
The globalists are hyper-competitive, scientific dictators. They are technocrats. They are control freaks in their own words. And they believe allowing you to live your own life and make your own decisions gets in the way of their great destiny to merge with AI gods. Now, we're fighting them hard in cyberspace. We're fighting them hard right here in the third dimension. But one of the biggest places that we neglect to forget that we've really got a lot of control in our lives is our bodies. If I wasn't taking the highest quality supplements from InfoWarsLife.com, I couldn't do it. That's why we decided to take our original Secret 12 that was incredibly high quality medical bottleman and double the strength of it in a new formula, Ultra 12. Ultra 12 is undoubtedly the strongest, highest quality B12 over-the-counter that you're going to find anywhere. It is amazing. Experience pure methylcobalamin B12 for yourself and fund the second American Revolution against the tyrants at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
The quickening is here. The best way to explain it is this, as I tend to do now on a routine basis. Been on air 25 years plus now. 25 years, and I would say maybe once in the first 5 years would I say this is the most important broadcast we've ever done. And then about 10 years ago, I might say it once a year. About 5 years ago, I'd say it about once a month, and now I say it about every week, because each broadcast is just covering what's happening in the world, and the developments are incredible. Gene-edited babies that are humanoids and aren't even human, they're not human, that have up to five parents, humanoids, have already been born in China for years. They've been born here for a long time. A lot of this got declassified more than 20 years ago. There are human clones walking around all over the place, but now it's all admitted in mainstream news. And I didn't even cover it yesterday when it was in the Associated Press on the Sunday show. It didn't even rate 15,000 to 13,000 square miles of government-controlled mountains in West Virginia where no cell phones are allowed and where they're doing cancer studies, amongst other insane things, trying to make contacts with space aliens. By the way, if you just tune in, you're a radio listener, and that sounds insane. Yeah, it's the establishment. They're insane. They're mad scientists. The land where the internet ends, New York Times. And they admit the article, what it really is a refuge for people that are getting sick from electromagnetic radiation that's man-made, like ultra-rich people. And they admit all that. I have literally dozens of articles that are so bombshell every day, I could spend the entire 3-4 hours on it. I spent almost the entire Sunday show just on this. Now, here's the problem with a quickening like this. You'd think everybody would wake up when this big system emerges. That's not what happens in psychological warfare, as I had one of the heads of the big three megabanks privately tell me. Hard to believe it's now 14 years ago, private conversation. Told you the conversation many times. Won't go back into the details. He said, Alex, you think they're going to adapt and fight it? They're going to adapt to it. You don't adapt and overcome. You adapt and submit. You're a fool not to join us. The fact that you can see it means you should be with us. You can't help them. And the disdain he had for the general public, it was like a Howard Beale network conversation. Like, let's play that next segment. So here's what's going to happen. I'm not going to cover this piece of news until the bottom of the hour. And I don't even do it to build suspense. I have trouble catching my breath with the news we have. And then the constant feeling of not being good enough to be bringing you something like this. Because it's like you come to your neighbors whose kid's been kidnapped for a week, and you find out where the child is and they're safe, and you tell your neighbors, and they don't even care. There's kind of that letdown. Where we just bring you so many bombshells, the Liberty Movement brings you so many bombshells, and you fight so hard to tell people. And the general public is the grassroots exposing all this tyranny. And other people act like you're the weirdo because you care. Now, we're not bitching and complaining. We're just pointing out a phenomenon. And I'm saying we have got to really get aggressive with people authoritatively and not back down to the left when they try to bully us or try to make us be quiet. We have to say, hey, you're the one being enslaved. I'm your friend. You've been conditioned and brainwashed. This is bigger than both of us, and you better listen to me. But instead of spending our time on the sheeple, some can be reached. Don't feel bad when they don't listen. Who matters is decision makers, most of which are on the fence and are ready to be awakened. And that's why in WikiLeaks and other documents, the globalists admit, we played the clip last segment, they want InfoWars shut down because they found that managers and decision makers and leaders listen to me. And it's not a confidence issue. I know what I'm talking about here. And that's why Wired Magazine and the New York Times and all of them have said, he must be destroyed. He is the man's name that must not be spoken. He must be taken off the air. Because I believe in a pro-human future, and I believe you can be motivated to take action, and I believe you're not a piece of crap. And I believe if you're aware of this, you will adapt and overcome it. Not adapt and go away and submit and die. Bottom of the hour, I'm going to hit it. And when I got up this morning at 6 a.m., and our lead producer, Daria, had text messaged me this article, and the fact that James O'Keefe was on, and I watched the entire 25-minute report, and it brought up 100 other pieces of evidence we had or more, but it was devastating. So the headline on InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com for the live feed of the show with the audio and video feeds posted so you can share it more easily on Facebook and Twitter and YouTube and Google and everywhere else. NewsWars.com is better to share. They don't censor or block that as much or penalize you for it. But use your text message, use your email. This needs to go mega viral. Breaking news, Project Veritas blows Google censorship conspiracy. And they admit it's a conspiracy on video. Thousands working in tandem to suppress your vote and steal the election. Election meddling, not by the Ruskies, but by the Googlers. Sounds like a Batman villain. The Googler. Breaking news, Project Veritas blows Google censorship conspiracy wide open. Project Veritas reveals staggering proof that Google is a giant election meddling factory. I wrote that headline. I think we should change it. Army. It's an army. Meddling technocracy? Factory technocracy or army? Giant election meddling system. That's it. System. Change that to system. So Project Veritas reveals staggering proof that Google is a giant election meddling weapon system. That's it. Weapon system. Share this with everyone. Well, guess what? You're a weapon system. And if you simply decide to go get the article on InfoWars.com, yeah, let's just post the whole Veritas article and video under our live feed on the live feed article. That's the key. And let's hammer that sucker out with Humet human intelligence over the machines, over the AI, and let's crush the Google censors. My God, when you watch this video that goes on for 25 minutes, because they always put out the unedited so they can't claim it's edited, they've won federal court cases where they claim that they doctored video, and Veritas won. Veritas won. And when we get to this video, bottom of the hour, I mean, it is the top people at Google just bragging. Trump ain't winning in 2020. Nothing like this is ever happening. We call this fairness. Everything with them is inversion. Total censorship, lying about it to Congress is fairness. And they talk about how they lie to Congress on video and how Congress can do nothing to stop them. They go, they may try, but we're not going to stop. Just like Democrats in government don't follow the president's orders. It's mutiny on the bounty. And they're all weak and arrogant. They had to get dishonorable trash trained in the universities to do this. It's all coming up, bottom of the hour. Start your engines! Ah! And I've got all the backstory on it, too. And then James O'Keefe joins us. Loaded for bear. In the third hour. This is the time for all of you to fire the bat signal and get this article out and circumvent them. It's at newswars.com. 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 Newswars.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm on to something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Sometimes for 20 times what the company's worth, their price-earnings ratio, to control and set up an oligopoly, a cartel, a linkage of monopolies. So whether you're on the Internet or aren't, everything you do in your life is affected by this. And if they can manipulate that entire system and control the information, they rule it all. That really goes without saying. But remember the Republicans and the 2018 election, not just in California, it turned out in other states, the entire Republican Party was listed as the Nazi Party, and that their affiliation was the Nazis. Google said it was a mistake once they got caught. It had been up for months. But the internal videos all show the perjury to Congress, the thuggish arrogance that they would not even work with the Pentagon on AI, but give it to China. They would lie to Congress and surveil everyone and then lie about that. It's all going to come home to roost. But the president's greatest failure is that he has not yet taken action. He says he will. He's taken action against the colleges. That's clear cut. Now Texas and other states are taking action. It's an amazing time to be alive. An amazing time to be alive. But we have to stand together. The media made jokes about it. Late night comedy made jokes about it. Chick-fil-A, owned by a Christian. They're closed on Sunday. They've been boycotted for a decade by the liberals. It's made their company become the most successful fast food chain in the country. Others are failing. It's funny. It's conservative. Quick service, nice people, super professional, and it's some of the better fast food out there. One of the only places I'll eat fast food. But cities like Austin and others were banning it in airports because it's conservative. Cities were saying, who could be on city property that's really public property? So the governor had to get a law passed so that Chick-fil-A could pay for a stall at the airport. When they've got all these empty stalls at the Austin airport, just waiting for renters. Oh, wait, you're Christian? Oh, sorry, you can't have a stall. Think about how far they've already gone. But a mom-and-pop shop don't want to make a bake a cake of two guys holding hands and kissing or whatever, and they take it all the way to the Supreme Court to bully that little group of people. Quite frankly, I'm a libertarian. I'd say, yeah, go ahead and bake their cake. But that's a mom and pop. And the Supreme Court said smaller little mom and pop things have a right for their religious things. But when you get into big, giant institutions and organizations, you can crush an entire belief system. Christianity's seen persecution of it, according to the UN, double in the last 20 years. And then just in the last five, it's more than doubled again. That's quadruple. That's exponential. It's open season on Christians everywhere. I saw in my stacks yesterday and today, without even looking for it, without even trying to, you know, go search engine it, attacks on churches in the U.S. and in Europe by Muslims. Imagine if a Christian attacked a mosque. It'd be all over the news. Incredible. Next level. Outrageous. But that's what's going on. Yeah, Germany sees 30 anti-Christian attacks in 2 months alone. They estimate only 1 out of 10 reports get reported. And everybody knows about attacks on colleges and dorms against black people and Jews. Of course, it's always on the front page of the paper. It turns out 99% of them are staged. Yeah. There's hardly ever anybody really burns a cross in somebody's yard. There's hardly ever anybody actually puts a swastika on something. It's done by individuals that want attention and power, like Jesse Smollett, or the setup of the Covington kids. Or we now confirm that the law firm, the Democratic Party law firm, most powerful on the East Coast, arguably, with a bunch of Obama appointees, former federal prosecutors, provided a transcript to the court that the court took as official, not their own court transcript, saying, "I said Jew boy." We had two other stenographers look at it and do reports, and they said white shoe boy, clearer than the sun in the sky at noon. Think about that mentality, ladies and gentlemen, where at every level you're dealing with deception. Focused, cold, sociopathic. We're going to go to break and come back with the big enchilada. This is undoubtedly, to this point, the coup de grace, the creme de la creme. This is the paramount point. I'm sure it's penultimate. I'm sure there'll be something bigger in the future, and this will become second only to it. In the fight for liberty, this broadcast, this audience, this community, these hosts, this crew is penultimate only to Trump in the fight to restore the republic. Think about that. But we're going to get to the big whopper, the proof. And if Trump doesn't take action with this, it means they're not following his orders, which has been already admitted, and it just means that he's ready to lose the election in 2020. But you are going to see the type of pinheads that are at the top of Google running your life. And arrogant and cold-blooded about the whole thing. The technocrats that rule your information and decide who can say what and when. It's all coming up. We have Clown World, Wednesday and Thursday night, the two presidential Democrat debates. We're going to be covering it live. At Infowars.com/show, I'll be here. Owen Schroer will be here and many other guest hosts. Really looking forward to this broadcast. We'll go an hour before, then have kind of Mystery Science Theater coverage after, and then take an hour of phone calls after. It's going to be big. Crew's going to work their ass off. We appreciate you telling everybody you know about Infowars.com/show. And we'll have a page up there by tonight. Infowars.com/clown, as in CLOWN. Infowars.com/clown or Infowars.com/show. But Clown World. Also, don't forget, we're going to have to end the sale on Friday because supplies are running low of these amazing products we have, like the supplements, the air filtration, and that's almost sold at cost. The Save InfoWars special, get all your favorite supplements and quality products like Wake of America coffee and Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste for 50% off, store-wide free shipping, and double Patriot points. Sign up for AutoShip, additional 10% off. You can't beat these deals. InfoWarsStore.com. I want to salute and commend every man, woman, and child that has supported this broadcast over the years and that has stood with us. And I want to thank all of our sponsors and all of our affiliates. And I'll tell you like it is. You've seen the unmitigated attack we've been under. You're our only sponsors. And when you don't buy the products that are absolutely the best out there, we aren't able to continue on. So remember, you are the InfoWar. I'm not the leader. You are the leader. When you take action, nothing stops you. We've got giant specials running right now at InfoWarsStore.com that are unprecedented. And if you go there and buy great products that you already need from across the board, it funds the second American Revolution worldwide. So I want to thank you for your support, and I want to encourage you again. Go to InfoWarsStore.com for whatever the product is you need. We have thousands of them, and it makes this all possible. Thank you for making InfoWars possible. God bless you.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones. Fifty thousand unstoppable watts. Woo! And radio. And radio. And look up.
Jack's bringing us in. Way underrated.
Getting old, man. You little fat little earlobes like Grandpa.
Woo! It's your source of information. 50,000 unstoppable watts.
50,000 unstoppable watts.
Hell, I think we got like 12 50,000 watt AM stations. All right, let's get back to the serious news. I'm very happy about this, but if we don't do our job, that means you, and that means I'm on my knees. Please realize how much power you've got. If you get the article at NewsWars.com and InfoWars.com and the live feed at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com and just email it and text it out and call people and call talk radio and say, wow, after Google lied to Congress and after Google told the world that they weren't censoring anybody and after all the times we caught them in their internal documents and their own admissions, Project Veritas has put out a 25-minute report and hours of raw footage on their site showing Google executives bragging how they censor conservatives and block them and how they call fairness not letting Trump get reelected or people like him. Jin Janai. These are high-level individuals. And they're SJWs right out of college. That's where they produce these clones, like something out of Star Wars. They may look different, but they all have the same worldview. And they just come out and say, we're not going to let 2020 happen again. But didn't the head of Google, remember this? Breitbart.com, Infowars.com, DrudgeReport.com hammered it. September 11, 2018, the documents came out from the day after November 8th, 2016, on November 9th, this video went out to Google's leadership. Thousands of managers, somebody was bad and leaked it. Google's leadership dismayed reaction to Trump, and they promised to not let it happen again. But hell, internal emails said they were going to deliver the election to Hillary. Here's just some of the hours of this stuff. Here it is.
I certainly find this election deeply offensive, and I know many of you do too.
It did feel like a ton of bricks dropped on my chest. So what we all need right now is a hug. Can I move to Canada?
Can I move to Canada?
Is there anything positive you see from this election result?
Boy, that's a really tough one right now.
And they go on to say, we are not going to let this happen again. We're going to play more video of that in a moment. But if you're a TV viewer, you notice they're wearing propeller hats, dunce hats. They have beer on the campus and pinball machines. And it's all done as camouflage. The most criminal parts of DARPA in the globalist eugenics stay-behind cult set it up now 21 years ago to be an AI takeover of the planet. It's dealt with China and the EU like it loves authoritarianism, it hates America. They say that in their own documents. They work to arrest political dissidents. But their own employees dress like clowns and go around, oh, I'm wearing pink and green non-matching socks. It's all camouflage for their criminal activity. And the people you see managing Google, that's just front people. Alphabet, with Eric Schmidt and Obama and the Clintons all hover in the darkness with the strings down their little puppets.
I thought someday it would be you that would hold the strings. I don't know, Senator Corleone, President Corleone. But see, there's something about a handsome man that's built his own company and wearing a nice suit and kills people himself. That's scary. People know he could be the bad guy. But see, Google wears a propeller hat on their head. Doesn't matter they got $1 trillion. Doesn't matter they watch everything you do. Doesn't matter they sell it all to the Chinese and the Chinese put 2 million of their own people in concentration camps using Google. Doesn't matter. Hell, if Hitler wore a propeller hat, we probably would have let him win. See how it works? That's why child molesters dress up like clowns or girls. They learn they can get your kid in the back of the car that way. All right, that's enough. So I'm not doing a very good Don Corleone anyways. I was kind of segueing off into a Goodfellas. You know, this is a lot of business, huh? When they call for a meeting, it'll be at that meeting, you'll be assassinated. Did you check the phone lines again? You gotta check that. I checked it all, Pops. Good stuff. The point is that we know Mafia when it's looking at us right in the eyes. And we're not stupid. And so here's the big news, ladies and gentlemen. Project Veritas champion, hero, all-around badass. See, I don't admire Michael Jordan. Very entertaining to watch, amazing athlete. Put it this way, I admire Michael Jordan, but on a scale of 1 to 10, Michael Jordan's like a 2. Project Veritas is like a 9. Trump's like a 9. Firefighter that goes in a house, he knows it's collapsing to get kids out, gets burned to death, that guy's a 10. Somebody in a hostage situation goes in to take out a jihadi, takes him out, he detonates a suicide vest, kills him, that's a 10. No, I'm sorry. Roger Staubach's a 2. Roger Staubach would tell you that too, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, it's just that simple. I literally get butterflies when somebody like Matt Drudge shows up at our offices, or I got a Project Veritas James O'Keefe on. Because you know what? That's the person saving my children's future. That's somebody they tried to indict 6 or 7 times. Hell, they didn't indict him once. That's somebody they're trying to put in prison. Somebody they're trying to kill. And I know for a fact he's going through the same stuff I go through behind the scenes. Those are real men. And everybody else gets threatened with being taken off the air or blacklisted and they come on our show. And all these other good time pals that always wanted on the show, as soon as we got blacklisted, they won't even talk to us. And it doesn't hurt my feelings they won't talk to me. It hurts my feelings to know they're not men. They're not even little boys. They're fakes that want to play both sides. When you try to play both sides of something like this, you lose the whole civilization. So when we come back, I'm going to get to the boil down of the 25-minute video. Then O'Keefe's going to be on, and then I'm going to air the entire investigative report after that, and then Gerald Celente, another great patriot that I admire, is going to be taking over the broadcast, ladies and gentlemen. I admire people like David Knight. He had a huge heart attack, almost died, and a week after he had surgery, he came down here and tried to do a show till he almost passed out, countermanding my orders. They take off 2 months because he was upset about what's happening to the country. That's what made this country great. Not a bunch of damn wanting to be on TV just to be on TV or walk some red carpet. You couldn't pay me to walk a red carpet. You know, in Hollywood, walking the red carpet's a joke. They all hate it. They don't know if it's all about food on the general public. And somehow they're on some higher level than you. They are on a higher level of bathing in crap. All these Google slaves are going down. They're not going to beat us. So keep running your arrogant fat mouths. We're going to play it when we come back.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state. Until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation Analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasts of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
ProjectVeritas.com report. We've got served up for you at NewsWars.com. Please get it. And send everybody a note. Watch. Google admits they're going to steal the election from Trump in 2020. They are arrogant about it. Just like college professors. When they say there is no free speech on this campus, there will be no pro-Trump speakers, there will be no Republican speakers. This is their just conceitedness. Their arrogance will be their undoing unless we aren't active. So we're very close to the antitrust suits that are about to be filed. We need injunctions. We need the FBI to raid Google. And by the way, that's being talked about. Just for their espionage, what about their lying to Congress, all their executives? There's more than one way to skin a cat. But the Heritage Foundation and the Koch brothers funding the Republican Party establishment go, oh, private companies can do anything they want. Oh, sure, right. Yeah, Google could have 93% of the searches in the U.S. and put up searches saying that the official party affiliation of Trump is Adolf Hitler and that Republicans are in the Nazi Party. When you just go to vote or look stuff up, it says, oh, their affiliation's Nazis. Just like they said last Monday, Hundreds of newspapers everywhere. National News, Alex Jones sent child porn to the Sandy Hook parents. The FBI sent us a letter saying it's not true. We're the victim. Somebody sent it to us after we got sued. Was unopened, but they subpoenaed those emails. They got them, 57,000. Well, you should have read everyone. Read everyone. It was hidden links. They had to scan it. Look at these blast points. I've never seen sand people hit something this big. That's because they didn't. We were made to think they did. Only Imperial stormtroopers are so precise. All right, I'm going to quit doing the Godfather and Star Wars quotes today. FBI confirms InfoWars the victim of child porn attack. InfoWars.com. Read the FBI letter. Confirming they already told Pattis that last week. Confirming their new conversation. They called him again Friday. Were very cordial. And said, yes, you guys are the victims. Please destroy it all. And, boy, if we ever get subpoenaed again by a judge asking for tens of thousands of emails, we're going to explain. Your Honor, it costs hundreds of thousands of dollars to send these to firms to scan them for hidden links. And we're going to make the opposition pay. And then you can scan till the cows come home. But let's get to the video I mentioned. Insider blows whistle as execs reveal Google plan to prevent Trump situation in 2020 on hidden camera. And this is machine learning fairness and Google practices head. The former Fair and Equitable program is now called Machine Learning Fairness. Now, a machine calls it fair when Trump loses and when they game the system like Google's brag. But because they call it fair, when you call a man a woman, that's happening all over the world. They're filing suits and winning. Men come in to have gynecological exams, pap smears, and they tell them, sir or ma'am, it's ma'am, you don't have a vagina or a cervix. And they go, they tell female nurses, you will check my cervix. And many go, okay. And then usually the bizarre drugged out meth head says, stick your fingers in you know where. The women do it. They submit to being raped because it's a god in front of them. And mothers bring their little kids to sit on the laps of convicted pedophiles all over the country. It's all confirmed. We've named the names, shown you the convictions of rapists. And the mothers bring them like to Baal, like a human sacrifice, and set them on the laps. It's all about your submission to evil. Because if you'll put up with that, if nurses are made to give men cervical exams, and now they want taxpayers to pay for dogs' sex changes and cats' sex changes, they're coming to take me away. Ha ha hee ha. Except it's the globalists. They're making us submit to madness. We're the ones that are crazy. Well, not me. So here's just some of the Project Veritas boil down. Can James O'Keefe coming up the third hour? Here it is.
The reason why I decided to come to Project Veritas is because people need to know what's actually going on with Google. There's this facade about what they're doing, but what they're actually doing, what the employees are actually seeing inside the company, is different.
Well, but the reason we launched AI Fix was because people were not putting that line in the sand. They
were not saying back this up. Well, let's go start again. She's the head of responsible innovation. We're innovating things. What did the head of Apple say? They asked him, why did you ban Alex Jones completely off everything and even ban his top app? It was number one. The people voted it number one news app by downloading it. Number one. Ahead of the Wall Street Journal, Fox News, they were number one. And he said, oh, I don't even, he's a horrible person. I told you. Well, I'm like a curator in a museum. And because I'm gay, it's okay, all right? Yes, I run death camps in China, the worst factories, with suicide nets, but I'm gay. I'm like, dude, I don't care what you do with your ding-a-ling, Tim Cook. So I've been told folks know him. He is major pissed at me talking about that. I'm just saying, running death camps, you don't get a pass because you're gay. By the way, what the hell are you on, bro? There's all these video interviews with him under bright lights with 90% pupil. I mean, I've taken 3 hits of acid, my eyes didn't get that big, you know? I'm joking. Never did that. I took mushrooms with the acid. I'm joking. The point is, I have never seen anybody's eyeballs that big. They're pupils. So whatever he's on doesn't look too healthy, does he? But it's okay. I have a trillion-dollar company, and it costs $20 to make the phone. And even the Communist Party said if you'd pay people $1 a day more, they wouldn't have to live on the street working for you. And he just said, oh, my gosh, did you know I'm gay? It's like, it's okay. It's okay. He went to China 2 years ago, and he said, I want to censor everybody. I support governments doing it. That was a major headline. But, again, he's gay. As long as a gay person does it, it's liberal. Oh, my gosh, how sweet. Okay, let's go ahead and go back to the report. Sorry. This is a head lady. Just cold-bloodedly, and notice she says, it doesn't matter what Congress tries, we're not going to stop. You'll never stop me, Superman. Here it is.
The reason why I decided to come to Project Veritas is because people need to know what's actually going on with Google. There's this facade about what they're doing, but what they're actually doing, what the employees are actually seeing inside the company, is different.
Well, the reason we launched AI principles is because people are not putting that line in the sand. They were not saying what is fair and what's actual. So we're like, well, we are a big company, we're going to say it.
People voting for the current president do not agree with our traditional narrative.
They're not an objective piece. They're not an objective source of information.
But then there are teams. It's about ML fairness.
ML fairness, the team?
Fairness. Yeah. You know, you need to be fair.
Hey, pause again. We're going to come back with more of this, but algorithmic unfairness. Their ideas are dominating. They have scientists on saying there's only men and women, and that's not fair, so they're banned. Meanwhile, they totally sold out the Chi-Coms that execute you if you're homosexual. But it's okay because Tim Cook's gay. We're going to come back with all of that, and we have Congressman Josh Hawley, former Attorney General of Missouri. Awesome guy. He has introduced the bills that will strip him of Section 230. If they don't stop what they're doing right now. So more power to you. Full steam ahead. That's coming up next segment. You understand there's 25 minutes of this in the boil down. You just heard 60 seconds. It gets worse. It gets worse. It gets worse. They say Congress may think they're going to stop us. So we're going to get into all of it. Algorithmic unfairness means unjust or prejudicial treatment of people that is related to sensitive characteristics. And they can apply that to anything they want, anytime. Bottom line, you will submit, you will assimilate, and by the way, your children are ours. Now bring them. We're coming out with our own currencies. That'll be the new world currencies. And if you don't behave and give us your children, you won't buy or sell. So give us your children. We're really nice people dressed like clowns. Give them to us. That's the priest class, is pedos in clown outfits. Yeah, you don't think Stephen King just came up with that, do you? Come on over here, Georgie. Behind the scenes, they're not wearing helicopter hats. Oh, no, no. They're vicious and hardcore. Their camouflage is fat men in high heels. Behind the scenes, it's pure hardcore Satanism, torture, and death.
Finally, there's a way for you to get into the blockchain, the hottest financial sector without all the speculation. Now, enjoy a 27% annualized payment each month without the ups and downs of Bitcoin. CNN programs broadcast on Fox Business News, blockchain data centers offer an equipment leasing program in the explosive digital asset marketplace. Inspired by entrepreneurs who sold picks and shovels during the gold rush, the money is in the mining equipment used to manufacture dozens of critical digital assets. Not a security, IPO, or note. Blockchain data centers have a proven turnkey equipment sale leaseback program with a 27% annualized lease payment deposited into your bank account each month. Don't miss this one. Stake your claim today. Call 800-600-3388. That's 800-600-3388. These valuable lease contracts won't last long. Call now. 800-600-3388. 800-600-3388. Equipment offer poses a financial risk to owners. Consult with financial professionals before purchasing. Not an offer to buy or sell a security which requires an offering document.